Hey, this is H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode with chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And clearly, I've been mixing in chess news. And what we're going to be talking about today is the Neiman and Carlsen scandal that's going on here. And we got this article by The Guardian that I wanted to read and just get y'all views on it. I'm not going to be putting in my personal opinion about this. I'm just going to be reading the article and being like, huh, okay, that's what's going on. That's why he's suing, things of that nature. So let's continue on to the next segment.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, let's get into this article right quick. And the title of this article is Neiman accuses Carlsen of paying fellow chess players £300 to shout abuse. Let's get into it. Chess cheating scandal took another bizarre twist on Wednesday after the U.S. teenager Hans Neiman accused world champion Magnus Carlsen of paying a fellow grandmaster £300 to scream cheater Hines from a public balcony during the tournament. The allegation is contained in an amended legal submission from Neiman, who is seeking $100 million in damages from Carlsen, just a common to others for defamation, slander, and unlawfully colluding to blacklist him from the profession to which he has dedicated his life. And that is a quote from Neiman. Okay. In his updated document to the District Court of Missouri, Neiman also claims Carlsen and his teammates further damaged his reputation by chanting, Jusk Hans? I don't know exactly what that means. I'm guessing it's a Norwegian term. And that means cheater Hans. In bars during the European Team Championship in Austria in October. Dang. So this continued on after the St. Louis Chess Club whole fiasco. The spite of back and forth allegations began after Neiman shocked Carlsen in an over-the-board match at the Sinkfield Cup in September, which led to the world champion hinting that his opponent was cheating. The following week, Carlsen then refused to play in an online game against Neiman, preferring instead to resign. The American admitted to cheating online when he was 12 and 16, but has denied ever doing so over the board. He has also promised to play naked to prove his innocence after unfounded suggestions he may have used a vibrating, you know what, were amplified by Elon Musk. Meanwhile, in his latest submission, Neiman accuses Carlsen of going to even further lengths to smear him. All right. Quote from, I'm guessing, from the submission to the District Court of Missouri states, to ensure that he's inflicted the maximum possible damage to Neiman in his career, Carlsen, in the days and weeks that followed the Sinkfield Cup, deployed a more covert defamatory campaign against Neiman, designed to bolster Carlsen's more high-profile defamatory accusations within the chess community. In Carlsen's malicious defamatory campaign against Neiman, Carlsen went as far as paying Arian Tari £300 to scream Sink Hans, which means cheater Hans, from the stands at the closing ceremony of the European Club Cup on October 9th, 2022, which was attended by many of the world's most prominent chess players and heard by many of its fans. So, this stuff I didn't even hear about. Was this news that just didn't, there was no clips? Is there a clip of this? I didn't even know that this even happened. And why would Tari do something like that when he know that this was a serious case and it hasn't even been solved yet? Even if this was true, I don't know if this is true or not. And I know that this is a Guardian article, and I know that, is there other articles on this too? Man, I'm going to have to watch clips on this. It adds, surely, okay, and this was paperwork that was submitted to the District Court of Missouri States. It adds, shortly thereafter, the entire Norwegian chess team, including Carlsen, were observed publicly chanting Sieg Hans in bars in the streets of the Austrian town where the European Cup was held. Any reasonable listener of these statements would interpret them as reiterating Carlsen's false accusation that Niemann cheated when he defeated Carlsen at the Singfield Cup. Interesting. So he's claiming harassment after the whole ordeal happened. Which, if that actually did happen, man, I don't know. There needs to be fuller context, and definitely on Magnus' side. If have Magnus said anything about this? Let me look up Magnus' Twitter or something. I don't have time for that. I'm not that big into this. Let's just keep on reading this article. Man, this dude was getting harassed for real, if this was real. Chess.com and Carlsen deny any wrong... Okay, so Chess.com and Carlsen deny any wrongdoing. Last autumn, Chess.com issued a report that said Niemann had cheated in more online matches than he had confessed to, while in December it filed a motion to dismiss Niemann's lawsuit. Its motion said that Niemann's claims of a conspiracy between the online chess company and other players to falsely portray him as a cheater were plainly without merit and could only be conceived as a publicity stunt. Carlsen's lawyer, meanwhile, has called Niemann's allegations nothing more than an attempt to deflect blame onto others. Representatives of Chess.com and Magnus Carlsen have been approached for comment. Okay, and that's the end. And that's the whole ordeal of how, I don't know. This is it. This is all the information. I don't think that there's any more news articles on this whole Hans Niemann and on Magnus Carlsen subject. Now, let me go back to my Google News account. I don't know if there's any more news. Let me just check. Niemann. Yep, that was it for now, which I haven't heard anything else that much. Oh, there's another article. Let me see if it reads the same. Gotta read at least like three articles. Is that the ordeal to know if it's true or not? I don't know. There's an independent article. Chess star Hans Niemann accuses Magnus Carlsen of paying grandmaster. Is this the whole thing now? It's not even about the whole game or it's just about the heckling after after the scandal happened, the alleged scandal happened. I don't know. Chess grandmaster Hans Niemann alleges in a federal lawsuit that chess world champion Magnus Carlsen and others destroyed his career by accusing him of cheating. Which, man. Yeah. Okay, I think it just reads the same. There's nothing else more about this. Claim is made in a federal lawsuit that Carlsen just okay. Yeah, the $100 million in damages, which I don't think he's gonna get all of that. I think how it works is you oversell it and then maybe you might get like, I don't know, enough to retire off of. Like you can get like maybe if he wins that case, $3 million to retire off of and then don't have to play chess again. Or I mean play chess but just for fun. I think he's just trying to because I know from his interviews, and I could be wrong because I know that there's lawsuits going out there. I don't want this coming back on me, but he said that there were certain tournaments that he couldn't attend anymore, that people just canceled on him pretty much. So, and it's all because of these accusations, which is very serious, especially in chess. I wish there was like a cheating committee to like declare all the rules about what to do and what not to do, because these are people's livelihoods that are on the line. The lawsuit contends Carlsen is seeking to preserve his status as the king of chess and to complete a deal with chess.com to acquire Play Magnus for nearly 83 mil, which, hey, if you don't have that app, that's a pretty good app. You know what I mean? If you're trying to learn how to play chess, especially for free. And if you pay for it, man, if you practice on that every single day, you will be awesome. Okay, what else does this article say? What else? Carlsen, a 31-year-old world champion who is generally considered one of the greatest chess players ever. Not generally considered. He is one of the greatest chess players ever. But anyway, has not commented on his social media post about the lawsuit. His manager, Henrik Carlsen, did not immediately respond Friday to a request for comment. Attorneys Nima And Jamie said in a statement posted on chess.com's website that Neiman's lawsuit will hurt the game of chess, its players, and its fans. There is no merit to Hans. Okay, yeah, just same stuff. There's Carlson and chess.com is trying to just shut all this down because there's no merit. That's what they're saying. And Neiman is like, nah, Carlson and this team was heckling me. You know what I mean? Don't really know what's true or not, but hopefully this lawsuit will be underway. I don't know when the trials is going to happen. I don't know how the whole court system, don't depend on me on the whole court system. A fiasco to, I'm not really a news thing, but that would be cool to talk about some news. I don't really care. I'm not biased on either way or not. But is there anything else? But Carlson offered, oh yeah, that is true. I just want to say this lastly, in this last paragraph. Carlson said in a statement on Twitter that he believed Neiman has cheated more and more recently than he has publicly admitted, September 26. And then the last paragraph of this article, but Carlson offered no evidence of Neiman cheating. The lawsuit contains several independent sources and experts found no evidence that Neiman cheated in any of his games against Carlson, including at the Singfield Cup, which is kind of weird and crazy that there has been no such evidence at all. And everybody just forgot the fact that there was no evidence. So it is still a big gray area if he cheated or not. And since there's no evidence, and how long does it take? That's one question that I have. How long does it take until we just be like, ah, yeah, our bad, if he didn't cheat? And if there is some piece of evidence, if we found it like 2 years from now, I don't know, what happens? There's so many questions that needs to be answered. And I feel like it needs to be answered by like the FIDE organization, or at least the USCF, what they're going to do. But yeah, this thing is still going on. I didn't know if I was going to be commenting on this anymore, but I seen a Hikaru Nakamura video commenting on this. And I thought that he was part of the lawsuit. Is he not anymore? Then Hans Neiman just be like, nah. Or was that just fake? I thought Hikaru Nakamura was part of the lawsuit. Maybe he just took him off because it was mainly Magnus Carlsen and Chess.com, since Chess.com pretty much put out that last thing that Hans Neiman lied about cheating only twice when he was 12 and 16. I don't know. Just speculating here. These are all alleged comments. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully you enjoyed that segment. I'll be doing a lot more news content, you know, as they come around, but there isn't a lot of consistent news out there, so I'm gonna have to find some more content. Maybe do some Reddit, maybe do some chess.com forums. You know, I got some ideas in mind. If you have any suggestions, you can always contact me on my Instagram, which is h1chess, or contact me, you can email me. You can email me if you have a suggestion. My email is chessknowledgewithh1@gmail.com. But anyway, this is the Hans Neiman content. Hopefully this didn't make you depressed at the end or feel bad. Hopefully you can just do like 10 push-ups and bring that positivity back up. I didn't mean to suck out the good energy from you. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to think positive thoughts. And if you're listening to this point right now, thank you. I appreciate you. And if you haven't yet, I need you to follow and like the episode. That would be good too. That was a long pause. I'm leaving it in there. All right. Thank you. Keep your eyes on the road and stay healthy.